At the doorstep of Bordeaux and at the heart of the Pessac-Léognan appellation, Château Aubailly, a classified growth of the Graves region, has stood in the midst of this single-block, 30-hectare vineyard for over four centuries. Its unique topography, its climate, and its diverse soils provide incredible consistency. Settled on one of the highest hills of the appellation, Château Aubailly benefits from a mosaic of soils and subsoils composed of gravels, sand, clay, and marine fossils. This exceptional terroir ensures consistent quality over the vintages. At the heart of the vineyard, century-old plots present a diversity of varietals, along with dominant Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot are mixed Cabernet Franc, Malbec, Petit Verdot, and Carmenère. This old vines mix represents around 20% of the final blend, a guarantee for finesse and depth. Constant emphasis on quality is achieved through low yields, careful selection, and the use of high-performance equipment. The vineyards are plowed, maintained without herbicide, and harvested by hand. Temperature-controlled vats are used to ferment grapes from each plot separately. 3 weeks of adding are followed by 16-month aging in barrels. The history of Aubailly is long and rich, filled with many charismatic personalities. The first vines were planted in the 13th and 14th century. However, the name of Aubailly came in the 15th century when a Parisian banker named Firmin Lebailly purchased the property, regrouping a single block of 33 hectares that we still have today. It is an interesting parallel, as the property is owned today by a banking family. Robert Wilmers, chairman of M&T Bank of New York, purchased the property with his French wife Elizabeth from the Sanders family in 1998. Today, Veronique Sanders is the director of the property. With her savoir-faire combined with the investment of the Wilmers family, Château Aubailly has seen a steady rise in quality and in notoriety over the last two decades.